It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with Andy Carpone. And Andy, right off the bat, there are some Red Sox signings in the news. Tell us about that.
Yeah, things starting to heat up, Bill, as the hot stove season continues and we're getting closer and closer to spring training. Seven players signed one-year deals avoiding salary arbitration. Xander Bogaerts signed a $4.5 million deal. Jackie Bradley, a $3.6 million contract. Also players signing one-year deals are Joe Kelly, Tyler Thornburg, who recently got picked up from the Braves, the pitcher in return for Travis Shaw, Brock Holt, Robbie Ross Jr., and Sandy Leon. Two Red Sox players are left being arbitration eligible, and that's pitchers Drew Pomerantz and Fernando Abad.
Okay. Any other Red Sox notes, Andy, in the last week? Spring training, by the way, 26 days away.
And we got the countdown going. Red Sox the other day signed pitcher Kyle Kendrick to a minor league contract with an invitation to Major League spring training. Kendrick's been a starting pitcher over his nine-year career, playing mostly with the Phillies and Rockies. Career record 81-81, 4.63 career ERA. He spent 2016 for the Angels on their AAA roster, so he's just kind of a little bit of insurance in case there are any injuries that come across during spring training or early in the year, most likely. Kendrick will be starting the season with the Pawtucket Red Sox.
All right, and also word that Jerry Remy will be back with Nesson for...
Nesson has recently announced that Remy has signed a multi-year deal to stay with the organization and the club as their color commentator. Remy will be entering year 30 broadcasting for the Red Sox this year, and his new contract will have him working 115 games a year, so obviously there's still plenty of games left for Dennis Eckersley and Steve Lyons to fill in for the Rem Dog.
Yeah, I love Remy, but I can sense that they obviously want to give these other guys a shot as well. So I'm still a little confused by that, but I guess, you know, there are the health reasons issues still. All right, let's move on. Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts at the Baseball Writers' Dinner?
Yes, the 78th annual Boston Baseball Writers' Dinner held this week, and a little interesting note that popped up out of it. Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts both saying they are not interested in signing long-term deals with the club at this time. They don't want to miss out on potential free agent years down the road. They're very happy just going to arbitration each year until they become free agents. So, they're looking for the big bucks, and they're not ready to sign on the dotted line yet. They think that bigger riches are ahead.
Another story that got some ink in the last week or so is that David Price commenting that while he was at Fenway Park or playing baseball, he heard racial slurs. That's unfortunate to be hearing that, because that was stuff that, you know, we'd heard about, you know, years ago, and apparently it's still continuing.
Yeah, it's something obviously you don't want to hear, and obviously he may have heard them. There was some other players in the Red Sox that did confirm those slurs. It is a shame that they have to go through that and that type of thing, and it could have affected Price's performance on some levels, but hopefully this year that all goes away, and, Price shouldn't have to be dealing with that type of thing.
All right, I know you have a few other notes on the Red Sox. Maybe rip us through a few things here.
Well, just a couple of quick things. David Ortiz telling ESPN Deportes that his playing time, quote, has expired. And he's looking forward, for the first time in two decades, not physically preparing to play baseball this offseason. So, the jury's still out, but I don't think we'll see David Ortiz walking through that door anytime soon. And some media outlets are comparing the Red Sox outfield of Betts, Bradley, and Benintendi to the Red Sox outfield of 1975 that, of course, had Rice, Lynn, and Dwight Evans. So that's quite high-class company being compared to, and hopefully the new trio can compare somewhat close to what those guys did back in 75 and going forward. So the Red Sox outfield will be set for a long time to come.
Well, Carlton Fisk was behind home plate looking out at those guys constantly during the game.
So there's the connection.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, one other thing, too. All kinds of things happening at Fenway. You got concerts, you got hockey, and now we're also going to have football in the fall at Fenway.
Yeah, more college football coming up this fall over in Fenway. Three games slated for the month of November. We have a game between Dartmouth and Brown on November 10th, November 11th, UMass against UMaine. Then on the 18th, BC against UConn. And I think there's still some discussion of some high school games being played like there were this past fall around the Thanksgiving time, I believe. So, so it's nice to see Fenway Park being used year-round.
Yeah, that's obviously great. All right, around Major League Baseball, I think if we were to start with the big note from MLB in the last week, the Cubs went to visit the White House and President Obama.
Yep, the Cubs got that right under the wire to visit President Barack Obama before he leaves office today. And so other notes around Major League Baseball of note, the Alex Rodriguez story continues. He's now going to be hosting a CNBC reality show titled Back in the Game. The show is going to feature ex-athletes in need of financial help, so that should be interesting. Rodriguez is getting very high marks for his work on Fox in the postseason as a commentator before and after games, so we'll see if that translates to some type of TV show. A couple signings of note, a couple big bats finally getting locked up. Orioles have signed free agent Mark Trumbo to a 3-year, $37 million deal. Last year for the Orioles, Trumbo hit a major league leading 47 home runs. And Jose Bautista ends up back with the Toronto Blue Jays for a 1-year, $18 million deal with options for 2018 and 2019. And a little side note, former Red Sox prospect pitcher Michael Kopech, who was traded to the White Sox in the Chris Sale deal, hit 110 miles an hour during his first max velocity workout of this season. The throw was from flat ground, but seems pretty fast to me.
Yeah.
We'll see how that translates when he gets up on the bump, but that's pretty impressive.
All right, here's the last topic, Hall of Fame. Give us the update, and to close out this edition of the Baseball Insider, what's up with the Hall of Fame?
Well, the Hall of Fame on Wednesday announced their class of 2017. Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, Yvonne Rodriguez were the three players getting 75% of the vote to be enshrined in July. And, there is some controversy, of course, with Bagwell and Rodriguez getting in. There is, some potential ties to PED use by those players. Always been speculated, never confirmed. But, so that just goes into the question of, do these PED, quote, guys end up getting in as years go by, like the Clemenses and the Bonds, et cetera, going forward. So we'll have to see how that all plays out down the road. But, it seems like the writers are kind of loosening the purse strings on the PED situation and not that upset with those type of guys. And I guess we'll eventually see them in Cooperstown.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. Well, Andy, great talking with you, and we'll check in next week.
Sounds like a plan, Bill.
Andy Carboni, our Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.